And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And also going over to Free FM 89.0, coming out of Kirikiriroa, going throughout the Waikato, our friends over there, Free FM. And today on the show, but later on, we're going to be featuring biosecurity in Aotearoa and what's sort of happening around there, and some bit of news and things out of that at the moment. And we're also going to be doing some, we'll have a look at the weather, we will do some gardening to do's, and we shall also do some public service announcements, things like that as the show goes by. We're going to start the show right now with some old school blues. It's been a while, folks. This one's Lightning Hopkins with "It's a Sin to Be Rich, It's a Low Down Shame to Be Poor."
Oh, we got right here, mate.
Hey!
All right, folks, that was Lightning Hopkins, and that was actually Roberta, not It's a Sin to Be Rich, but I hope you enjoyed it all the same. And now we're going to do some weather here on the Over the Fence show, and wet and windy weather is continuing around some parts of the North Island of Aotearoa today, but is easing in most parts of the country for now anyways, as these windy conditions surge back in again tonight or overnight in the south. And then more nationwide tomorrow, Thursday. And yes, it's blowing here in Whangarei today, for sure. And rain and showers will gradually clear across the North Island today, with most places dry by the end of the day. However, down south, Fiordland and Southland is going to rain, and the wind is a westerly wind flow carries on across the country today. And some areas will be a little more gusty, but otherwise, the winds are not too bad in other places. At the lower end of Aotearoa, once again, the nor-westerlies or westerly winds will pick up later again today, with severe gales possible in parts of Aotearoa tonight and a Thursday. And the temperatures continue to be above normal for most parts of the country. However, the cold front arriving tomorrow, we'll see a temperature change for those of you in the South Island, and maybe a bit of snow to the mountain and ranges down south again. Southwestland, Southland, Otago still have more cold air in the mix than most other regions, and for the next week or so ahead, we're going to be caught up in the westerly flow. I mean, some parts of the country are going to be warmer than average, particularly the North Island and eastern sides of both of the main islands. However, there's going to be cold surges too from south of New Zealand, and this means that part of the lower South Island will have the coldest air, like in Queenstown, for example, and it might even snow for a bit there. They're saying it might. And looking at the maps, yeah, it's just a very windy. There's a bit of a front cruising over the country tonight, and then by tomorrow, yeah, another front's blowing in from over Australia, and so that's going to bring a bit of rain. And what can we expect here in the Waikato for the rest of the week? It is 17 degrees high today, tomorrow 16 Friday, then 17, then 16 for the rest of the week, so fairly consistent. And nighttime temperatures are 13 degrees tonight, then 12, then 10, then 14, and then 11, 12 for the rest of the week from there. Sort of sunny and showery today. They're expecting potentially maybe get a shower out here in Whangarei, maybe not. Rain tomorrow. It's going to kind of blow over, and it's just going to be cloudy Friday, they say, then rain again Saturday. Some showers Sunday, and they sort of clear away again Monday, and then rain Tuesday. So on and off again, sort of rain on, rain off over the next few days by the looks of things, if the forecast is to be followed here. And the winds are west-south-westerly today, nor-nor-westerly tomorrow, westerly Friday, northerly Saturday, west-south-westerly Sunday, nor-westerly sort of Monday, Tuesday, and then west-south-westerlies again next week. And how much rainfall can we expect? So the highest amount they're expecting is kind of around, what day is that, Saturday? They're expecting about 25 mil or so, maybe about 13, 14 mil, something like that tomorrow. So, and then 12 mils again on like next week. But anyway, humidity today is 85%. Or if you look in other places, it's 73%. Always quite varied, that one. And the sun rose this morning at 6:49 and will set at 5:57. The length of visible light is exactly 12 hours, and extra day length is 11 hours and 7 minutes. And tomorrow will be 2 minutes and 15 seconds longer than today. So, yeah, the days are certainly marching out. You can certainly notice it now, mornings and evenings, can't you, folks? And the waning crescent moon will rise at 2:49, or did rise this morning. It will set at 11:51, so it's already set. And 28% of the moon is illuminated. Coming up to the new moon on September the 3rd, which I think is Tuesday. So, all right, there's some weather for you guys. Now I'm going to play a song here called Primrose Green by Riley Walker. That was a Riley Walker there with the song Primrose Green. And we're going to do some public service announcements now on the Over the Fence show. And I want to start, as I do, with the Koha Kai up from the good people at the community house. And I popped in there briefly just before on the way down. And they have a chickpea and pumpkin curry going on up there today. And Suzza's famous Rawina bread as well. And potentially a little treat later on. And so, yeah, that's up the community house from about 12 till about 2 o'clock, I think it is, every Wednesday. So you can go out there, have a free feed, or if you can afford it, drop in a bit of koha for the feed. That's at the community house just up the road here from Raglan Community Radio HQ in the town hall, just up the road a bit from there. And speaking of the town hall, just outside the entranceway, Jasmine has put out the Aroha seed stand. I had a little look in it before, and yes, good range of seeds in there to get in the ground this time as the planting season draws nearer and nearer once more. And also want to say that there is a movie tonight happening at the old school at 7 o'clock, and it's called Where Olive Trees Weep, and it's made by Palestinians, I think before this latest whatever you call it's going on over there at the moment. So that's tonight at the old school. I can't remember how much you pay to get in or whatever, but that's, yeah, 7 o'clock at the old school if you're interested in going down and having a look at that one, Where the Olive Trees Weep. And I also got this one from Crystal this morning about the fundraiser they've been doing. And she wants to say thanks a whole heap for the community support and aroha. $27,320 was raised to power our rangers up Karioi. So good on your crew and good on you, everybody who donated, and the businesses and things like that. And she adds, from our entire team, Nami Nui, we appreciate all you've contributed, including all the volunteer effort that made this mahi happen. And she wants to put out a special thank you to the businesses who generously became match funders. Who's that? Bizwork Studio, Wainui, Golden Homes, and what's that other one? I can't quite read it. I think I read it out last week. Treadlight, that's right. So they nearly got there. So good on you, Crystal, and the Karioi Project. But if you sort of forgot about it or you still want to donate to them, you can directly to their website. So good on you. Good on you, Crystal, and those people. I think that's it for public service announcements. And now I'm going to play for you a song called Fade Into You, a request from Suzz at the community house by Mazzy Star.
I want to take the breath that's true. I look to you and I see nothing. I look to you to see the truth. Your life, you grow in shadow. You'll come apart and you'll go blind. Some kind of night into your darkness. Close your eyes with what's not. Fade into you. Strange, you never knew. Fade into you. I think it's strange. Thank you. slowly. A stranger's heart without a home. You put your hands into your head, and your smiles cover your
Mazzy Star there, Fade Into You. Going out to Suds up the community house, and I'm going to come back with some gardening to do's after this one here by Lawrence Arabia called People Are All Right.
People, they often have too much to drink. Feel the need to stand up and fight you. They get in your face and they ruin your day, and everything shit. So shit. They sometimes own SUVs, feeling the need to drive like an asshole, filling parking space with their German case, the seven spoiled kids. Spoiled kids. They will vote for autocrats. all of them claiming that they're the unlucky ones with their flavored vapes and their racial hate looking so cut. So cut.
That is People Are All Right by Lawrence Arabia, and it is gardening to do times here on the Over the Fence show. And there's quite a few things, and it's only going to get longer next month, folks. I can assure you that. And you can sow the seeds of globe artichokes. Plant the crowns of asparagus. If you don't think you're going to need any more frosts this year, which you may or may not, who knows. You can sow the seeds of beetroot. You can start your cabbages undercover. Sow the seeds of your Cape gooseberries. You can start your capsicums undercover. As you can with your chili peppers, and you can sow the seeds of kohlrabi undercover for the leeks. Sow the seeds of the lettuce, get some mint undercover starting up. Sow the seeds of your mustard greens, you can plant out your onion seedlings. You can sow the seeds of all these things: parsnips, peas, radish, rocket, shallots, snow peas, and spring onions. You can start your strawberries from seed undercover, or plant out your strawberry plants. Sow the seeds of your sunflowers, or start your thyme undercover. And tomatoes and watermelon, indeed. Time to start those seeds up as well. So these things and a few other ones here, as usual, could be a couple of double ups, but and not. And these are apples, asparagus, beetroot, blackberries, blueberries, bok choy, cabbage, calendula, cauliflower, coriander, cyclamen, feijoas, forget-me-nots, gladiolas, kale, leeks, lemons, lettuce, lily, limes, mandarins, mesculine, onions, oranges, parsley, parsnips, peas, peaches, pears, plums, radish, raspberries, rhubarb, rocket rose, silver beet, spinach, and strawberries. So there's some gardening to do for you. I really must get on to finding another thing too. Gardening by the Moon thing. So there's some gardening to do's for this month. And I might actually try to get someone on talk gardening a bit as we go into next month. But anyways, I'm going to play for you now a song called Gong Li by the Chili's. You want to give. That was Gong Li there by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And now we're going to start having a look at biosecurity and where it's at in Aotearoa now. And this follows on, well, we'll start here anyway. In this latest coalition government's budget, they have axed 131 roles from biosecurity in Aotearoa. So, yes, 131 jobs gone from the Ministry of Primary Industries that were kind of looking into biosecurity for the country. This follows, of course, yeah, the government trying to save some bucks here and there. And the PSA National Secretary Dwayne Leo described the government's funding cuts as reckless and putting New Zealand's export industries at risk, he adds. And so that's kind of where I want to start the segment of the show. And so, yeah, just bear that in mind as I go through the rest of it. 131 roles have been cut from biosecurity. So what I'm going to play for you now is a song here by the Courtneys called Silver Velvet. And I'll come back with some more on biosecurity in Aotearoa after this. That was the Courtneys there with Silver Velvet. And now carrying on our biosecurity theme, Department of Conservation has added 112 new species to its environmental weeds in Aotearoa 2024 list. The list includes weeds that are increasing in distribution and invasiveness, such as Chilean myrtle, bungalow palm, holly fern, purple flowered ice plant, and the vine Bomarea. And a lot of these species came out of the garden, but a lot of them have sort of slipped in through the border as well. Included in the list a couple of seaweeds, interestingly. Undaria and a Co-Lerpa. Undaria is known as the gorse of the sea. Well, Co-Lerpa was first found in New Zealand in 2021 and has potential to smother marine ecosystems. And science advisor Dr. Kate McAlpine said that the number of introduced plant species in Aotearoa is 10 times greater than the number of native species at the moment. And in the new list I put out, there is 386 environmental weeds, an 18% rise from the 328 weeds on the previous list in 2008. And they're categorised, if you're wondering, as environmental weeds if they are established in the wild and have significant impacts in natural ecosystems. McAlpine adds, introduced plants have very few barriers to naturalisation in Aotearoa, and many are quick to jump the garden fence via bird or wind dispersal, or even people dumping their garden waste at the edge of the local bush reserve or on the sides of the road, as I see quite often, you know, up to Uruwai Road and places like that. And there's also warnings about sleeper weeds such as Himalayan whiteberry and octopus tree as well, and they're not on the list because they're not established in the wild or not yet, but they're forecast to become fully invasive with significant impacts on our native species and ecosystems. And McAlpine adds that climate change will only aggravate the weed problem. As the climate warms, many environmental weeds will be able to live in parts of Aotearoa that were previously too cold. This disturbance created by extreme weather events also tends to favour invasive invasion of environmental weeds. So, and there is an app you can use, of course, and I'll probably get to that later, but there's one thing I want to bring you about this one, about, yeah, biosecurity in Aotearoa, and I will be back after this. Request for Bob. He wants to hear the band do Rag Mama Rag. So, hey, Bob, hope you enjoy it.
Your skinny little body, man.
That was the band, of course, with Rag Mama Rag for you, Bob. I hope you enjoyed that one. And we're going to look at a couple of other reasons why biosecurity is crucial to New Zealand now. And one example is a tomato brown rugose fruit virus, which affects tomatoes, capsicums and chilies, has been found in two properties in South Australia. The virus causes spotting, discoloration, deformities, impacting the fruit's market value, but it does have no impact on human health that they're aware of anyway. Tomatoes New Zealand Chief, Tomatoes New Zealand Chair Barry O'Neill said, greenhouse tomatoes growers are really concerned about the discovery. If the tomato brown rugose fruit virus were to get to Aotearoa, it could have dire consequences on our greenhouse tomato and capsicum industry. Because the virus spreads extremely easily and has such a major impact on production, with reported crop losses of up to 80%. And the best line of defense is to keep the virus out of New Zealand. We are in discussions with government officials and industry about how to achieve this. So, yeah, there's just one of the latest ones. Then, of course, our old mates, the Fall Army Worm, which came into Aotearoa in 2022, most likely from Australia, which eats some ridiculous amount of species. But, yeah, sweet corn, maize are a couple of them. And it was up in Northland, but, yeah, due to the winters and that being mild, they were kind of expecting the frost to kill it off. But it just kind of hasn't happened in the last few years. And so it has been found, over at Tauranga. So, yeah, chances are it's gone through Auckland and getting into the Waikato. Yes, here we go. It's been found in maize in Northland and the Waikato. So there's another reason why biosecurity, I would think, needs to be sort of prioritised in Aotearoa. And I might come back with a couple more examples after this one. If I can, there's a couple more I'm trying to find, but I'm also maybe running out of a bit of time. So anyway, what I'm going to play for you now is a song by Lou Reed and John Cale called Work.
Andy was a Catholic, the ethic ran through his bones. He lived alone with his mother, collecting gossip and toys. Every Sunday when he went to church, he'd kneel in his pew and he'd say, it's work, all that matters is work. He was a lot of things, what I remember the most, he'd say, I got to bring home the bacon, someone's got to bring home the roast. He'd get to the factory early, if you asked him, he'd have told you straight out, it's work. No matter what I did, it never seemed enough. He said I was lazy, I said I was young. He said, how many songs did you write? I'd written zero, I lied and said 10. You won't be young forever, you should have written 15. It's work. You ought to make things big, people like it that way. And the songs with the dirty words, make sure you record them that way. And he liked to stir up trouble, he was funny that way. He said it's just work. And he sat down to talk one day. He said, decide what you want. Do you want to expand your parameters or play the museums like some dilettante? I fired him on the spot. He got red and he called me a rat. It was the worst word that he could think of. I'd never seen him like that. It was work. I thought he said it's just work. Andy said a lot of things, I stuttered them all away in my head. Sometimes when I can't decide what I should do, I think, what would Andy have said? He'd probably say, you think too much, that's cause there's work that you don't want to do. It's work. The most important thing is work. It's work. The most important thing is work.
All right, that was work by Lou Reed and John Cale off their album Songs for Drella, but of when they got together to sing songs about Andy, of course, after his passing. So back to the biosecurity special here, folks. Well, if you do spot any weeds around, Doc recommends people use a Naturalist. It's a thing, a nature recording app. So Naturalist is the name of it. And take a photo of whatever weeds you see, and that can maybe help Doc and other agencies catch up with whatever's getting into the country. Naturalist. So chuck that one on your phone, folks, if you like going out in the bush and things like that. And we're kind of nearly running out of time here on the show, folks, but I do have a couple other things I want to do. So here is a request for Mike, who wants to hear Somewhere Down the Crazy River by Robbie Robinson.
Later.
Right, folks, here we are. There was someone down the crazy river by Rob Robertson there, and that's basically it for the show today. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I will be back again next week. Have a great week out there, folks. Kakite, look after yourselves, look after each other. I want to get out this one here by a Lou Reed called Power and Glory. Kakite.
Visited by the power and the glory, I was visited by a majestic hymn. Great bolts of lightning lighting up the sky, electricity flowing through my veins. I was captured by a larger moment, I was seized by divinity's hot breath. Gorged like the lion on experience, powerful from life.
I want all of it, all of it, all of it. Not just some of it, all of it, all of it.
All of it. I saw a man turn into a bird. I saw a bird turn into a tiger. Saw a man hang from a cliff by the tips of his toes, the jungles of the Amazon. I saw a man put a red hot needle through his eye, turn into a crow and fly through the trees, swallow hot coals and breathe out flames. And I wanted this to happen to me. Vanish into his pocket. We saw the stars disappear from sight. We saw him walk across water into the sun while bathed in eternal light. We spewed out questions waiting for answers, creating legends, religions, and myths. Books, stories, movies, and plays, all trying to explain this. Growing weak as he fought for his life with a bravery few men know. I saw isotopes introduced into his lungs, trying to stop the cancerous spread. And it made me think of Leda and the swan, and gold being made from lead, the same power that burned Hiroshima, causing three-legged babies and death, shrunk to the size of a nickel to help him regain his breath. And I was struck by the power and the glory. I was visited by a majestic hymn. Great bolts of lightning lighting up the sky as the radiation flowed through him.